At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Once again, check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com, Facebook, X, YouTube, anywhere you get your podcast platforms, and or simply, when you're in the car, just turn on that radio dial to 93.7. All right, couple of things. Number one, I need to draw a better picture of that motorcyclist because this dude was nuts. Like, I'm driving 75, and there's traffic everywhere. I tend to push how fast I'm going places, I'll put it that way. I couldn't have gone 78 if I'd have tried. There was too much traffic. This dude goes by me like I'm standing still, weaving in and out of traffic because he's on a motorcycle. He can do this. Like, nothing. And then pops a wheelie. It's one of the most insane, unsafe, awesome, yet ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life. And think about this. We're talking about, okay, I got to ask a question first. If we win an NCAA tournament game, would we hang a banner for that? Win the first round, lose the second round. We hang a banner for that.
I don't know about like its solo banner, but I think we'd, I think it'd be represented. Right now, again, they've got a lot of like their awards put up on one banner.
So we're going to hang a banner potentially for the crown tournament, but not for actually winning an NCAA tournament game. The hypocrisy, I don't know if that's the right word. The insanity, the non-making any freaking sense of this occurred to me during the break, and I thought I'd bring it up.
That's not a championship, though. You can't have a we won.
But which one would you rather have?
NCAA tournament.
Which one would you rather have? And then which one are we hanging the banner for?
I get it, but I don't know. I've never seen a banner that says we won one game in the NCAA tournament this year.
Well, we're essentially hanging a banner that says we're the 69th best team in the country. And yet I still think we should hang it. I'm just pointing out it doesn't make any sense. Yet I'm still. I haven't changed my mind. I just thought this was kind of an interesting little point here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of volleyball news before we talk football here in a few minutes as well. All right. Let me find my spot where I was. Oh, real quick. How did I miss this? Former Husker standout Spencer Swellenbach has been pitching really well for the Braves. In his last start, pitched 8 innings, only gave up 2 hits, 0 earned runs, 0 base on balls, 10 strikeouts on 99 pitches. What do you think of that, Jake? That's pretty freaking impressive.
Oh, yeah. I love the cheer for the former Huskers. And Swellenbach's been off to a great start to his career.
All right. Everybody's talking about the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees. Gag me. The Braves. They got this insanely talented roster. Can they upend everybody and win it all? Not can they. Like, what do you think the odds of that are this year? Especially with this Dodgers lineup, as insane as it is. And then the Mets taking Soto from the Yankees. It was via the, you know, free agency. But I'm gonna phrase it as they took him. It's more intriguing if I say it that way.
Well, the Braves are 1-8. I believe.
Are they seriously?
Yeah. I think they started 0-7. I don't think any team has ever made the playoffs after starting 0-7. So not off to a good start. We'll put it that way.
They got Strider, Ronald Acuna Jr. Come on now. What's going on?
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. I got to tune into more baseball. I usually about this time when the NCAA tournament ends, when I start turning into a little bit more of Major League Baseball. I've obviously been on top of college baseball, Nebraska baseball, and softball.
What? So Swellenbach's the only one with a win on the Braves roster at this point.
1-8?
Yeah, 1-8.
What is going on?
Need to pitch Swellenbach more, maybe.
I guess. Every game. Let's go. All right. Attendance for the Omaha Supernovas match versus the Orlando Valkyries was 10,512 over the weekend. This is the seventh time in 9 home matches that Omaha has exceeded 10,000 fans. Does this surprise you? Especially now with 2 professional teams. Love Volleyball is up there as well. And they got Jordan Larson, Lexi Rodriguez. They got a bunch of former Huskers and well-known people. Yet the Supernovas, I mean, Lev's doing well too as far as attendance. Don't get me wrong. But does this surprise you?
No, I don't think so anymore. People will try to hurt your feelings online by telling you Nebraska's a volleyball school. We absolutely are. And we're definitely a volleyball state, as you kind of equate it here to pro volleyball there. You've got two pro volleyball teams in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, what other league does that make sense? It's volleyball. It's Nebraska. I'm not shocked.
I think I pointed this out before. I could only think of, like, New York has the Mets and Yankees. Chicago has the White Sox and Cubs. LA has had multiple pro sports teams in the same pro sport in the same city. I couldn't think of a fourth. Omaha, Nebraska is now the fourth. Can you think of another one?
No, I'd have to sit and think a little longer. No, those are the ones that come up.
Omaha, Nebraska. Two pro sports teams in the same sport. In the same breath as LA, Chicago, and New York.
That's right.
The rest of America. All right. Nebraska's exhibition match on April 26th against Kansas on, spring game replacement weekend will be shown on the Big Ten Network. The start time is now 7 p.m. Also, John Cook will be working as an analyst for the Big Ten Network this spring. And they're, what are they naming after John Cook? They're naming something after him. Jake's going to look it up real quick. We shall come back to that in just a minute. All right. See if I got any final thoughts here before we head to break. Ah, yes. Huge news out of Omaha. All right. Kirsten Booth is stepping down after 22 years as Creighton's head volleyball coach. Check this record. She went 502 wins and 192 losses at Creighton and made the NCAA tournament for the past 13 straight years. Had a tremendous career building them into a national power. Flies under the radar, whether you're a Creighton fan or not. I mean, you can respect a well-built program and a good coach. The Blue Jays promote Brian Rosen to head coach, which, by the way, if you remember, we interviewed him last fall right here on this show. So maybe we'll have to get him back on the show. Did you happen to find an answer to that?
Yeah, so the University of Nebraska Board of Regents is considering a proposal to rename the home of Husker volleyball, the arena at Bob Devaney Sports Center, to the John Cook Arena. So it'd be John Cook Arena at the Bob Devaney Sports Center.
Considering.
Along with a bronze statue outside. Now, that's what I get excited for. Statues.
You like statues?
Oh, yeah. John Cook statue outside. That's actually a great idea for that environment.
That's pretty cool. All right. That word considering is laughable. It's going to be a yes and well-deserved. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we got some clips from Matt Rhule's press conference. J.D. Pickell, former Matt Rhule player, talks about what he thinks Nebraska can do this fall. And a lot of interesting things. Hey, the offensive line's been a highlight. The defensive line is going to be one of the best around. We have elite wide receivers. We have a returning starting quarterback. Hey, these are all things that have been said throughout the offseason during press conferences down there at the good old University of Nebraska here in Lincoln. All right, how much stock should we put into it? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.